Chapter 10. By the start of the third watch that night, the stronghold was in a very different mood. The servants Venner had hired over the years were huddled in one of the third-floor storage rooms, guarded by Doran's soldiers. They were clearly confused and frightened. Pox, on the pretext of bringing Doran messages from the Duke, had wandered among them. None triggered her warnings of evil, and the Duke now believed them to be innocent. But he was taking no chances, and they remained under guard for the next day and a half. Kesem's shrouded body lay in state in one of the reception rooms with an honor guard from all three cohorts. Arkelin and the oldest veterans prowled the stronghold, looking for any signs of hidden weakness. Some they had already found in the Duke's quarters.
"I didn't build it this way," muttered an old carpenter as he pried a board loose in the back of a closet in the Duke's sleeping room. "Look. You can see where these boards are newer and stained dark. 'Tis easy to open this, like a door, and come through or listen. It'd take a week to do such a job."
"Who?"
"Not me, is all I say. But that Venner now, he'd bring folks up from Varela. My wife saw them, time and again on the road. But we thought it was your will, my lord."
In the Duke's study, again, a hidden panel swung out, giving access to the next room where files had been stored. On the walls, the doubled watch peered through the night. They knew from their sergeant's faces that this was no night to gossip when they met at the corners or ask questions at the change of watch. Many had seen the blanket-wrapped bundles carried out the watch gate. They didn't know who, but they knew trouble had already come. The Duke seemed to be everywhere, with Pox at his side. He walked the walls himself, midway of the second watch, and strolled through each of the barracks. In the infirmary, he paused by each